Earth and Sky.
Certainly, scientific knowledge and technical information is critical for informed, robust decisions, but it's not the whole picture.
That's Melissa Finucane, a Honolulu social scientist who recently conducted a study on how farmers and ranchers in Hawaii perceive and act on environmental risks. She interviewed people who, over the years, had been affected by drought. Finucane found that only some of them use scientific information, from the internet, for example, to understand and cope with drought-related issues. She said her study helps explain why people respond the way they do to natural disaster.
And why that might not be consistent with the recommendations that come out of technical risk assessments.
In other words, why communities facing risk sometimes disregard scientific advice. Based on her interviews, Finucane believes that, in the Pacific region at least, the science related to drought and other environmental risks should be complemented with a narrative, that is, with the retelling of a relevant and useful personal story.
It's also more compatible with the local tradition that we call talk story.
In her region, she's shared what she learned so far with the Pacific organization PRIMO, whose aim is to help vulnerable Pacific communities stay resilient in the face of hazard. Our thanks today to NOAA Pacific Services Center. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.